Some say that Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest fighter of all time. Others, well, they'll swear it was Bruce Lee, or maybe even Joe Louis. Hey, don't forget Muhammad Ali in that bunch. But all these guys were at one time or another defeated. So here's my vote. The only undefeated champ is life. Ooh. Yep, life. Yeah. But you and I keep fighting it as if we can win. We can't. We can't win. Life cannot be beaten. What part of life are you fighting? Maybe you keep fighting to control circumstances as if you can win? Are you fighting your past as if you can change it? What about, are you still fighting to maintain control over people and who they are and how they act? I hate to be a spoiler here, but it's impossible. Maybe you keep fighting the loss of a loved one as if you can bring them back. It's never been done. Are you fighting growing old? How's that working for you? Whatever it is that you're resisting in your life, I can guarantee to you two things. Number one, you won't win. No siree, Bob. You may as well raise the white flag now. Number two, doctor bills. Oh yeah, doctor bills from that self-induced stress. Guaranteed. You know, Frank and I were talking about this just the other day, about our species name, human beings. I was wondering who came up with that second part of that. Beings. Do they have insight? Did that clever feller understand the power of living in the present? So much so that he included it in our name? Let's do a sanity check, shall we? Stop and consider what you are fighting that you will never win. Think about it. Then surrender. It's insanity to continue a fight you cannot win. Agreed? And besides, it feels great to stop the fight. It's kind of like hitting yourself in the head with a hammer. It feels so good when you quit. Ooh. Choose your battles, my friend. Fight the good fight of becoming who you were created to be. Fight those battles within yourself that you know you can win. And about those other things, those other life matters that already exist, practice accepting, surrendering, and letting go. That's a key to happiness, if there ever was one. This is your buddy Rob. This is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.